Well, before we go to Michael Yon, who I mentioned, and then Mr. Chang mentioned as well, we're going to go to my friend Usama Dakda. Usama and I have been working together for many, many years now. He was born and raised in Egypt. He's not a Muslim, and he never was. His father was a Christian and planted churches, Protestant churches, all over Egypt. Sadly, many of them have been burned to the ground and destroyed. Egypt was not always a Muslim nation. It was a Coptic Christian nation, and Islam came in and took over, and they don't really like the idea or the concept of freedom of religion. Recently, we saw a news report in Belgium where some Islamists went in and started spitting on some of the LGBTQ proponents and really getting quite physical with them. I have warned this audience several times that in the coming years, I believe I may very well find some people knocking on my front door seeking refuge from those who are after them. And indeed, as a Christian, I would do my best to give them refuge. I don't have to agree with their ideology or their lifestyle to understand that they are created by God, and therefore life is sacred and we need to defend it, including the life of those we disagree with. That's what separates really many of us as Christians or conservatives from the left. They don't seem to understand the value of human life or that we should defend each other's liberties, because this is a double-edged sword. But here are the Islamists running into Belgium, and now they're turning on the left. The very people that opened the doors and invited them, they're now after them. And this is not going to bode well for what's coming to America, because what happens in Europe generally is here within a few short years. One guy that's been warning about that for years has kind of been a lone voice in the wilderness, if you will, Usama Dakdok. Before we go to Michael Yon, Usama joins us. Usama, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Thank you, Brandon. It's always my joy to be with you and all your wonderful audience.
Well, thank you. So, Usama, what do you make of this? The Gateway Pundit has reported Muslim teens attack school LGBTQIA plus event in Belgium while shouting Allah Akbar. I sent the article to you. Hope you had time to read it. I know I contacted you in short notice. What are your thoughts tonight?
It is a norm, Brandon. We know that Muslims go through different stages as they move into a new land, a new country. So obviously, what you see happening in Europe is what we expected, and we talked about it for many years. You and I, as you mentioned earlier, we talked about this years ago. As a matter of fact, just on 2016, I was speaking in a rally in Wisconsin, and I was surprised there are plenty of Muslims outside who protest my meeting. And one of these groups were a big crowd of gay and lesbians. And I did not know who they are, except I see this huge umbrella with all the colorful, the rainbow color, which obviously is a gay and lesbian color. So I talked to the people who were hosting me in that church, and I said, who are this group? He said, oh, these are the gay and lesbian in this community. They are united with the Muslims to protest you. And that was in the, I believe, 2nd or 3rd of June 2016. And I said from the pulpit of that church, these gay and lesbian are no more or less but useful, or actually I said stupid, useful idiots. And people laughed, and I said, no, it's not a laughable matter, because I said that they will come, and Muslims in America, when they will have the upper hand, when Muslim America establish their foot and take their property in this land, they will be hunting the gay and lesbian, and they will be killing the gay and lesbian. Believe it or not, on the 16th of the 6th month, which is like literally, I believe, 9 or 10 days after I spoke, guess what? There was an attack in Orlando on a gay nightclub. 50 people were killed and over 53 were wounded. And what is so amazing, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, Nahad Awad, actually wrote a many article just on the 16th. I have one here in my hand, where he actually saying that we condemn that. This is not Islam. This is extremism. This is whatever. He said, excuse me, this is Islam. Let me quote you, Brandon, so just we'll get to the point here, because I don't want people to think that I'm making up stuff. No. In the hadith written by Abu Dawood, hadith number 4447, it is stated by Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas is the first cousin of Muhammad. Listen carefully to what Muhammad said. Muhammad said, if you find anyone doing as Lot's people did, kill the one who does it and the one to whom it is done. This is not even justice, because guess what, Brandon? if some older men rape a child and does with him what the people of Lot did, well, guess what? Not only you kill the older men who are raping a child, a male, okay, but you also have to kill the baby, the child, which is the most savage way of punishing people. Instead of you bring justice to the young, no, you killed both of them. And that is Islam. It's been practiced like that for the last 1,400 years. But obviously, as you know, Brandon, here in America, we don't do that. Here in America, like it used to be in Europe, we have respect for Muslims. We love, we have respect for the gay and lesbian. Muslim would say, we love them. As a matter of fact, when I went out to talk to some of these gay and lesbian who protest me in Wisconsin, I was shocked. These are not just gay and lesbian. These are Muslim, gay, and lesbian. I said, excuse me, what? Are you Muslim for real? Yes, we are Muslims. I said, you know that Muslims do not like gay and lesbian. They will be killing you. And say, oh, no, no, no. These are the radical Muslims. These are the extreme Muslims. They kill Christians. They kill Jews. They kill Muslims. They kill gay and lesbian. But real Islam does not teach that. Well, Brandon, here we are. Europe is changing. And the true picture of Islam is rising up in Europe. And as I shared with you on the phone a few minutes ago, this is coming to America, to a city near us. We already seen it in Orlando, 2016. But it will be the norm all over America. Just give Muslims enough time. I'm guessing 4, 5, maybe 10 years. And that what you see in Europe will be all over America. Not just spitting on them or throwing rock on them. No, no. They'll be literally hunting them down, as we have seen in one simple accident. That is Orlando, Florida, 2016.
And in Iran, they make a big show of hanging them by cranes and throwing them off buildings. ISIS likes to throw them off buildings and hang them by cranes too, right?
Sure. But that's, by the way, that is a description. That's how Muhammad wants him to kill the gay men, by taking to the highest mountain and jump them off. So since we got now some nice high building, why not just take them to the stairs up to and then push them off and they'll be killed. Oh, he drags them all over the streets to teach a good lesson. By the way, I remember Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, who said that we do not have gay and lesbian in Iran. Yes, they do have them, but he just kills them. And that's a norm. And by the way, you could not have gay and lesbian open in, like we see them here in America, anywhere in the 57 Muslim country. You will never see gay guys or lesbian ladies walking holding hand in Egypt or any Muslim, not just Iran. We always talk about Saudi Arabia and Iran. I say, okay, name me one country in the Middle East, one of the 57 Muslim countries where gay and lesbian have some liberty or freedom even to come out of the closet and say, I am gay. If you say I am gay or I'm a lesbian in any of the 57 Muslim countries, for sure, you are literally signing your death certificate. Mm. They will kill you because you are a problem in our country.
And so I guess the reason we're doing this segment is to warn that the leftist ideas of just opening the borders, just letting anybody come in, as we're getting reports on the borders now by Todd Bensman, that many, many of these people are coming in are coming from Islamic nations. He talked the other night that many of them are wearing their hijab. The ladies got their head covering. They're wearing their hijab. This is Sharia, Islamic law, as you know. And what we're saying is, listen, listen, liberals, listen, progressives, listen, globalists and Marxists. You are all about open borders, open borders, open borders. And you think this is being loving. No, 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 no. There's a reason we have nations and borders. God draws the borders of nations, and we have government that's supposed to be orderly and provide for people security. And the left, the progressives, are being useful idiots, and they are going to find themselves being killed by the very people they rolled the welcome mat out for.
Exactly. Brennan, I believe this is the judgment of God. We are digging our own graves by our own hands. We are bringing the Muslims to America. And by the way, these are just not the normal Muslims. A normal Muslim can come from Egypt. No problem. A Christian family, I have Christian members of my family, could not come to America, even though they had visa many times in the past. They came many times. But now the Christian Egyptian get rejection when they go to the embassy. We got some friends from Indonesia also got rejected. We got friends from Europe also got rejected. So, but if you're a Muslim in Egypt, you will come to America without having any difficulty or hardship. But if you are a Muslim jihadi, means we have record of you. If you go to the American embassy in Cairo, they will look at your record and say, no, we cannot have you to America. We cannot send you to America. Why? Because you have burned churches, because you have killed Christians, because you've been in prison for committing terrorism attacks. So these people, they have no problem to come to America also. Why? Because they go to Mexico and walk in. Most Muslims who will come from the borders, most of them, and I mean it, because trust me, if your name is Muhammad, you can come from Egypt to America very easily. If your name is John or Mark or Paul, you'll have a hard time to come to America. You have to work so hard with the embassy, try five, six times to get the visa. But Muslims can come from Egypt very simply. But if you're a Muslim jihadi, the only way you come to America, it just goes through the border, and O'Biden and his team are waiting for you. They will welcome you, they'll fall in love on you, and they're going to bring you to the country. And I believe this is happening for a reason, because God will use these Muslims to bring his judgment on this country, not only on the sinful acts of gay and lesbian or whatever lifestyles other people have in this country, but because we as a nation have turned our back against God. We don't want Jesus, we don't want God, we don't want the Bible, we don't want prayer, we need gay and lesbian, and we need Muslims. Good. Muslims will come to America to kill the gay and lesbian and to discipline this country, to bring God judgment on that land.
And then they'll kill the Christians, and they'll kill the Jews.
Sure.
And then they will kill, and tell me if I'm wrong, then they will kill the secular humanist, the cosmic humanist. What they won't care, because they will assume that if you're in America, then you must be a Christian. If you're in America, you're an infidel. If you're not a Muslim, if you haven't said the Shahada and converted, then it doesn't matter. So you could say, look, I'm an atheist. I'm a Satanist. It won't matter to the Islamist, right?
Sure, sure. And let me share this with you from the Quran. Here's the word of Allah. The judgment of what Muslims call themselves moderate, if the true Muslim believers will be killing those who call themselves moderate Muslims, which Allah in the Quran calls them hypocrites, if Muslims, true Muslim believer, will wipe their own people who do not agree with them about killing Christian and Jew, you don't think they're going to kill everybody who will not say the Shahada? Prenim, the word of Allah is very clear. Muslims are two. Muslim believers or Muslim hypocrites? I'm going to read to you the word of Allah. Quran 3:167. Allah said, and that he might know the hypocrites. And it was said to them, come engage in war for the sake of Allah. Or contribute. I mean, you don't have to go and fight and kill. You just give money for those who are willing to fight and kill. That's why I said always, Saudi Arabia, 100% a jihadi country. Half with their money and the other half with their lives. Okay? They said, these are the hypocrites. They said, if we know how to engage in war, we would have followed you. They are closer on that day to infidelity than to faith. They say with their mouths what is not in their hearts, and Allah knows best what they hide. So who are the hypocrites? These are the moderate Muslims. These are the ones who will not come and kill with the good Muslims, the Christian, the Jew, and the gay, and the lesbian, everybody else. And they will not even contribute financially. Now, if you go to Quran chapter 9, and verse 73, because when I quote that verse, people say, well, that verse does not teach to kill hypocrites. No, that verse teaches who are the hypocrites, those whom Muslims call moderate, or they call themselves moderate Muslim. Here's the word of Allah. O you prophet, Quran 9:73, O you prophet, perform jihad against the infidels and the hypocrites. Be harsh with them, and their abode will be hell. And evil is the final place. Muhammad was commanded by Allah to kill the hypocrites. Hypocrites are the good Muslims of America. Those are who claim to be the loving and peaceful. They don't believe in jihad. They don't believe in killing. They don't believe in terrorization to anybody. They hug and kiss the gay and lesbian and call them brothers and sisters in humanity. These people will be killed by the hand of the Muslims. And
our friend Sharam, whose daddy was a high-ranking military official from Iran, who didn't want to live under Sharia, got out before the fall, 6 weeks before the fall of the Shah, comes to America, pork-eating, beer-drinking, quote, Muslim, right? They would kill his daddy. Sure. They would kill his daddy because he was a hypocrite.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the command of Allah is very clear. To Muhammad and to all Muslim believers. It's in Sahih Muslim, it's in Sahih Bukhari, it's been practiced by Muslims for the last 1450 years. Muhammad said, I have been commanded by Allah to engage in war with people. people until they say there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, until they say the Shahada and until they become Muslim. So I don't care what you are. You may call yourself an atheist, agnostic, gay, lesbian, whatever, humanist. I don't care what. If you have not made the Shahada, if you have not testified that there is no God except Allah and testifies that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, you are not a Muslim. You don't belong to the house of peace, but you'll belong to the house of war. And when the right time comes, Muslims will wipe all other people out. I don't care what you are. If you are a good moderate Muslims, in your head, of course, because there is no moderate Islam, or if you are anything else except a Muslim, Islam will be the supreme religion in the world. As Muhammad, actually, Allah said that in the Quran. Allah said, there is no exception for any other religion except Islam. I mean, literally, see, Muslim likes to quote early verses in the Quran, like Quran chapter 2, verse 62.
Let's have you back because I'm running late. Let's have you back. But the point tonight is we've opened the door. The left has opened the door. The left are claiming we're bigots if we want borders and law and screening. And we're already seeing in Belgium the LGBTQ community being attacked by the people they've invited in, the Islamists from overseas. And that's a warning to America. Wake up, left, because when it happens, you know, who's going to step up and say, I may not agree with their lifestyle, but you cannot go around doing that. You can't kill them. You can't do that. It's going to be the Christians. The ones that they bemoan will be the ones standing up and saying, no, you can't do that.
But then it'll be too late.
Yep. TheStraightWay.org. TheStraightWay.org. Usama Dakdok. TheStraightWay.org. Thank you, Usama.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you, man.
No, you too.